This is HPR episode 1848 entitled, Introduction to W3M, a Command Line Web Browser. It is hosted by Frank Bell and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, a brief introduction to using W3M, a Command Line Web Browser with tab and image support.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Frank Bell. Today I want to talk a little bit about W3M. W3M is a text web browser that you can run from the command line or in a terminal. Unlike the other command line web browsers I've used, such as Lynx, L-Y-N-X, Lynx, L-I-N-K-S, and Elynx, E-L-I-N-K-S, W3M has support for tabs and image viewing. How I got to using W3M is quite by accident. My primary distro is Slackware Current. I've tried many other distros. I have three on different computers in the house today, but I always find myself coming back to the elegant simplicity of Slackware. Current is the testing version, kind of equivalent to Debian testing. And when you run a testing version of any distro, you have to expect that sometimes stuff breaks. Now, stuff breaks very, very rarely on Slackware, but something broke this weekend. Slackware pushed out an update to Current, and there was a file in the update that shouldn't have been there, and that file broke X on most Slackware machines. Certainly I know on 64-bit machines, because mine is a 64-bit machine. So I'm left there with this big brawny computer and no GUI. I have other computers, so I figured I'd just wait it out until Slackware pushed out an update to fix the problem, which happened in less than 48 hours. But in the meantime, I found myself playing around with command line browsers, and I stumbled over W3M, which I had heard about back when I was working with learning how to use Mutt. One of the persons whose post I found useful had set up W3M for viewing HTML emails, but I hadn't really used it other than in that context. And I do like my tab browsers. So I decided to give W3M more of a try when I learned that it had tabs. I would note the image support for viewing image is not available in some terminal emulators. Console and Terminator, both of which I tested W3M with, will not display the images. However, Xterm will. So I found myself also learning a little bit about Xterm. I did find that the black background and light-colored text that many distros ship as the default Xterm configuration is not at all friendly to viewing the web. The web browser, W3M, is easier to use and much more attractive if you have a white background and dark text. So I also found out a way to change that using the Xterm menus. Who knew that Xterm had menus? But the way you get to them is by holding down the control key and clicking your mouse button. And I found that if you select the reverse video option on whichever menu had that, that would switch the display from white on black to black on white. I'm including in the show notes a link to the article where I found out about the Xterm menus. You launch W3M by typing W3M space and a URL. If you don't type a URL, you will get a help file. If you misspell the URL, W3M will still open, and it will give you an invalid URL message. You can then enter the URL by hitting Shift-U, capital U. That opens a dialog window in the bottom of the W3M window, and you can type in the correct URL. Once you have the URL open, you can navigate the page in fairly typical fashion. You can use the arrow keys. You can use the HJKL keys as if you were in Vim, if those appeal to you. You can use page up and page down. You can use the tab key to jump from one link to another on a page, or shift tab to jump backward to the link. If you get to the bottom of a long page and you want to move up, you can use the arrows, you can hit the home key, the page up, or you can also use the B key, lowercase b, for back. That will take you back up the page in the increments in which you move down the page. So now you've got your web page open, you've looked around it, you decide you want to go to the previous page. Say you were at hackerpublicradio.org and then you went to guardian.co.uk. You want to go back to Hacker Public Radio, you would press the capital B key. B stands for buffer. It's kind of reminiscent of Emacs terminology. The capital B will take you back to the previous page, and you can cycle all the way back through any pages you had opened in that tab. So now you're at home navigating around on a web page. You want to open a new tab. You open the new tab by hitting capital T, or hold down the shift key and press the T. That will open a new tab that replicates the tab that you were looking at. So if you were looking at hackerpublicradio.org, you will now have two hackerpublicradio.org tabs. You can use the capital U to open a new URL in one of them. If you want to go to the other tab, if you want to navigate between tabs or among tabs, you use the curly brackets. Think of the curly brackets as stylized arrows. To navigate tabs to the right, you would press the right curly bracket key. To navigate tabs to the left, you would press the left curly bracket key. And then browse the page as you would any other page. Now you find a neat site, you want to bookmark it. To bookmark a site, you press Escape A, Escape and lowercase a, and that will open up a dialog for creating a bookmark. The bookmark file allows for section or categories. So you could have, say, a Linux category, a news category, an eye candy category, whatever categories you want. If you have no category created, the bookmark dialog will prompt you to create one for this particular site. If you already have categories created and you're adding a new bookmark, it will prompt you to use an existing category or to type in a new category. Say you have a Linux category, you can create a news category. Then you cursor down to the word add, the add button, and hit enter, and your bookmark is saved. To open your bookmark list, you press escape B, lowercase b, and you will be presented with a list of bookmarks. If you decide you want to stay on the page you were on, you don't want to go to a different place, or you're just checking to make sure your bookmark got entered properly, you use the uppercase B for buffer to go back to the page you were looking at. You can also run a shell command. Say you're busily, you know, you're in Xterm. You don't have tabs in Xterm. But if you need to go look at a directory, you can press the pound key, also known as the number sign, also known as the hash, also known as the octothorpe, commonly located above the 3 on a US keyboard. That will open a dialog in the bottom of the window where you can enter a command. And if you enter, say, LS and press enter, you will be presented with a directory listing of your current directory. And you can then navigate, do whatever you want to do in the shell, and then when you're done, press the capital B buffer key to go back to the previous buffer, the web page you were looking at. A couple of other pointers. If you want to log in to, say, a forum, say you hang around at Linux Questions the way I do, you would navigate to the username field, position the cursor in the username field, and press Enter. A dialog containing the word text and a colon will appear in the bottom line of W3M. Enter your username, type in your username, and press Enter, and it will appear in the dialog on the web page. Then cursor down to the password blank, hit Enter, and again, a dialog will appear preceded by the word text. Now you can type in your password directly, or if you do as I do and use KeePassX, you've got these honking great long passwords, and it's a real chore to type them in. You can copy them from your password vault and paste them in. You can't right-click and get a paste dialog. That's not supported. You can't do Control-V. Not supported. But what you can do is position the insertion point, as we used to call it back in the olden days, at the beginning of that text field and press the middle mouse button and it will paste the password in. Hit Enter, then navigate to the Login button and log in. I actually spent quite a bit of time yesterday navigating around. Please pardon me, the phone is ringing. It's somebody called unavailable. If they're unavailable, I'm unavailable too. Okay, now the answering machine is busy ignoring them. I spent a time cruising around Linux Questions yesterday, and navigation in W3M is very fast. And I was actually able to enter a post to answer try to answer somebody's question, or at least take a stab at it. Now, what happens when you want to, say, enter a forum post, or you type in a comment to a blog, or, heaven forbid, a newspaper website, the cesspool location for all comments? If you move to the button the item that says post, and the way the buttons appear commonly will be bracket, then the text, and then close bracket in red. And you click that, and W3M will put you into the default text editor for your distro. If it's Slackware, that will be Vi. On Mint, that will be Vim. And you type in your comment and proof it, and just the way you would if you were just typing directly into the text editor. Then you save the comment, and W3M will put you back on the web page, and your comment will appear there in the draft box for you to click to submit it, or whatever the button happens to say in that particular location. A couple of other little pointers. If you're looking at a website that's wider than the screen, say you've done a Google image search for Lagonda motor cars, and the web page is wider than your screen, you can scroll to the left or right using the comma to scroll left and the period to scroll right. So that's my little bit about W3M. This is not by any means intended to be exhaustive. It's intended to cover some basics so you can give it a try and not feel as lost as I did for the first half hour or hour. In the show notes, I have included links to a couple of websites and a YouTube video that helped me get comfortable with W3M. A link to the website where I learned about the Xterm menus, because I figure that's a neat bit of information a lot of people would find useful. And the location of the W3M manual, which you can either find it online, or when you install W3M, it should be installed in your dock directory, which is probably USR share dock, or it might be just USR dock. I would urge you to print the manual out if you really want to pursue this. It's only about 12 pages long and contains lots of, mostly lists of key bindings, but they're categorized as to whether they have to do with browsing or text entry or what have you. I found the easiest way to print it out is to open it into your browser, as it is an HTML file, and print it from there. And it will come out very nice and readable. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to mention. The bookmarks file, bookmarks.html, will be stored in your .w3m directory in your home folder. It is a simple HTML file. You can edit it with any text editor. So if you end up, say, as I did with the duplicate bookmark, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to correct an error, very easy to fix. I would urge you to give W3M a try. It's almost certainly in your distro's repo. If you're a Slackware user, there is a Slack build. It's slackbills.org. If you have any questions, you can contact me at frank@pineviewfarm.net. My website is www.pineviewfarm.net. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.